One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Holt Solzgiver about Haunted Tuckahoe. Who initially, you know, started, you know, talking about these sort of things and you know, kind of bringing it out there in the open that, you know, there's something going on here? Was it a member of the family that was living there? Was it some of the employees that, you know, were starting to notice things? Guests?
I think probably it was... In more recent years, the people who started to bring it up was probably the family living there, because they had the most direct, experience. I think one time woke up in bed and heard a phantom dinner party happening downstairs. Music, laughter, the sounds of knives on plates. And it was a full-fledged dinner party happening downstairs and no one was there. So you can't really ignore that.
No.
And so that obviously started a conversation saying, you know, hey, is there reports of this that's happened in the past? But also, yes, movies that have been filmed here have brought to light more information as well. There was one movie that was filmed here. It was called The Broken Chain. It was made by the folks who produced Last of the Mohicans. What year was that? Do you remember? The year was The Broken Chain.
'95.
And it was a young Pierce Brosnan in this movie. Mm-hmm. And they also had a large number of Native Americans. The Lakota Native Americans were in the film as extras, and there was a scene that needed to be filmed inside the house. And you know, they come up, they're about to come in the house, but the Lakotas, they wouldn't come in. They said, you know, we're not we need to get our medicine men in here, this place is haunted. And so So they brought in their medicine man, and he went around the house, and he was carrying a conch shell, and he burned some herbs. And, you know, while he was in one of the rooms that we call the white parlor, the chandelier started swinging around. There's no one upstairs that might have shaken the floor and started it, you know, moving. There was no one near it to touch it. It was just this medicine man and his chants, and it spun for a little while. And afterwards, the Lakotas, and I think some of the Thompsons, say they saw a spirit run around the house and run out of the house, and allegedly that meant the house was cleansed. And so, and then they would come in and they did their filming, and then they were, you know, happy as could be. Everybody was happy. So, you know, possibly the reason that the hauntings that we currently experience are nothing close to malevolent, that might be because of the interactions that this medicine man had with the spirits that were in the house. Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely sure.
Prior to that, had there been reports of malevolent activity on the property?
Nothing that I had heard of. No. Phantom dinner parties and a gray lady wandering around mourning unrequited love.
Sure. Well, and it's interesting because a lot of people will jump to the conclusion, well, you know, did a lot of people die on the property? And any place that's had that much history, of course, you're going to have some deaths and things of that nature. But what sort of, you know, factual information exists to back that up? Have there been many deaths? Are there people buried? Was there a cemetery on the property? Mm.
Yeah. Well, there definitely is a cemetery for the families that own the place, and that's pretty close to the main house and still on the property that is owned by the current owners. The cemetery that was created for the enslaved people who worked here was set farther out. It was further to the east and is no longer part of the property as it stands now. It was sold off to someone else many, many years ago, and is now part of a neighborhood that's called Lower Tuckahoe. So we actually don't have access to what was the slave cemetery. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wish I had more details about that. I mean, we know where it is, but we just, it's not ours, so we can't get there.
Does it sit undisturbed?
I do believe it's relatively undisturbed. There's a house not too far from it. Mm-hmm. But it is in someone's, you know, backyard, basically.
Sure. Yeah, that would be an interesting thing to have in one's backyard.
Yeah, definitely. But in the cabins themselves, you know, I lived in one, and I never had a lot of direct experiences except for through my dogs. They would just, you know, freak out barking at something in the corner and just stop at the same time, at which point I was just like, okay, we're going to go outside. But there have been other employees that I guess were more sensitive than myself, and they heard that a lot of what they experienced seemed to be children just being playful, you know, tugging on your hair as you're sleeping. A gardener, I think maybe 8-10 years back, would hear a little girl laughing out in the gardens, and told her to stop. And then the laughing stopped, and she never actually saw a family. She, you know, cause we have folks that come through to enjoy the grounds and sure, you know, give themselves self-guided tours. She thought it was a family, and turns out there wasn't any family. Other employees that have been in the cabins before, you know, just like I said, feeling like someone's just tugging at your hair, like something a little kid would do just to mess with you. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Hearing a creak from the floorboards upstairs, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, it's just the cat. And then the cat is outside and meows to come inside. Well, there was nobody upstairs, that kind of thing. But I've had peoples who spent the night in the loft of what we call the old stable. And the old stable is a building that had many purposes in the past, was likely at one point the blacksmith shop, probably at one point a residence as well, maybe even before it was a blacksmith shop, potentially was where they fired the bricks for the foundations of the buildings that still stand here. Mm-hmm. Was turned into a stable shortly after the Civil War, and so there's a loft in there, and there have been a few people who have had reason to stay in the loft just for a night. And I have heard tell of very strange dreams that visit people in that building more than anywhere else. But again, dreams and hearsay and things like that. I guess that for paranormal activity, it's kind of the only solid evidence that you're going to have really is sure. People's subjective experience.
Of course. How much of the haunting activity there at Tuckahoe would you say is more so kind of on the residual end of things, where it's just the repeated actions and energy, you know, unconsciously doing their things, versus someone that's actively trying to reach out to the people that are in fact there in the living side of things?
Yeah, and that's a good question. And, you know, everybody has their own definition of what a ghost is. I always understood it as, you know, this is the echo of a person or of an event that just kind of was a strong enough emotion connected with that person or event that it just imprinted itself on its surroundings. Other people have a different understanding of what ghosts are. I believe Catholics think that they are souls stuck in purgatory and they're just, you know, waiting to do their time or to be prayed out of purgatory. So, you know, that's kind of hard to say. I've never heard of someone, well, no, I can't say that. There have been a few mediums come into the house that, that, you know, go into their altered state and reach out to the spirits. And they say that they have gotten some feedback a couple of times. But most of the sightings that I have heard of have just been just something that happened in passing and the ghost is walking away from them, or just happens to want to mess with them, or you hear laughter, you know? Mm-hmm. So most of it doesn't seem to be a spirit reaching out and trying to connect. But there's a small element of that too. It's really kind of hard to say.
Sure. What do you think the future holds for the property? It's amazing that it's still inhabited and people are living there and it's been restored, and that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's more generations to come for a place like this. What do you see the future holding for Tuckahoe years down the road?
Well, you know, I really hope that it manages to get on the map as far as a historic destination. I think that pretty much everybody who works here would consider this place Richmond's best kept secret. Because, I mean, a lot of people that come through here for a tour will tell us it's just the kind of the common motif. I've lived here all my life and I've never heard about this place. Yeah, that's definitely true, but we're trying to change that. I'd like to hear, to see people coming through and, you know, folks who are, cause there's a lot of history in Richmond, and I'd like, to see Tuckahoe on the map for those tourists, you know, who are coming to dive into the, mm-hmm. the whole complex, rich history of Richmond to make a stop, here as well. And we're certainly doing our best to, flesh out our tours and, you know, give more nuanced tours, telling a fuller story of the property, of the place. Hence our ongoing current attempts to pull out more of the stories of the enslaved people that worked here and the Native Americans who lived here beforehand, but also creating a variety of different tours that people can experience. You know, we have our standard historic tour that kind of incorporates a little bit of all of it, but then we've got another tour that just focuses on the ghost stories. And I've just kind of skimmed the surface with those. There are a whole lot of them.
Sure.
And we've got another tour that focuses on the Jeffersons' time here, because, you know, Thomas Jefferson's boyhood home is sort of our claim to fame. I mean, he is one of our nation's founding fathers. He's the author of the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, the schoolhouse that he learned to read and write and being on the property is not insignificant. But, you know, so having, you know, and another tour that focuses on the filmings that have happened here. There have been a lot of movies and TV shows filmed here over the years that are not insignificant. And so, you know, everybody who comes through has a different focus and a different interest. And so kind of having tours that can kind of speak to each person's area of interest is something that we're kind of working on right now and fleshing all those out. So I hope that it becomes a Richmond tourist destination, but only time will tell.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Holt Sulzgiver about Haunted Tuckahoe. A big thank you to her for joining us on the program and sharing the rich history of Tuckahoe today. And thank you to you for supporting our program and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without it. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.